I'm sorry, I was, I think we're having an interview, but I was just listening to the song. How do you bring new energy to a song like that when it is burned into people's brains? I mean, you have a couple of live albums. I particularly am a fan of 1200 Curfews, and the song starts and everybody, how do you bring something new to that song when you perform it now?
Well, a lot of times how it's done is that whoever's opening the show that night comes and sings, and usually he or she or they will sing the last verse, take the last verse, and then they add harmony to the verses. And every once in a while, a fan from the audience will come up and sing it. And so we just, sometimes we have people jump up and play percussion on it, or someone will know how to play the penny whistle or whatever it is. And so we just sort of make it like a hootenanny song at the end. And that definitely keeps it fresh. I mean, it's fun to play. And a lot of times the audience will sing one of the verses, either the second or the third, and they just sing it so boisterously. And I just look out at faces and we're all having a good time. And it's just a moment, you know, where music feels really good and like we're all in it together. So that each night is different when we sing the song. And I don't know why I don't get tired of doing it. And I hope Amy doesn't either, because we're kind of stuck with it in a way.
Amy, are you tired of it?
No, I agree about it's a moment, you know. I'm not tired of it at all. I think it's a great song. I think it's, I appreciate Emily writing it, because it sure has, it's been a good rallying point for the audience to kind of all sing together. And also it's just great to have the guests sing a verse. And I think things, like I'll think about the lyrics sometimes and I'll think like, who is she talking to when she says, I'm trying to tell you something about my life? Like, who is the you? So I go into my own spiral about like trying to remember Emily's life that year that she wrote it and who she's talking to while she's singing the song, which she never will tell me. But
yeah,
but
I'll tell you. It's the young me going, listen, I have something to say.
You're talking to yourself.
No, it's the young me talking to the great they.
Oh, you know? Okay. Oh, the great day.
I see.
If I don't tell you this, I'm going to explode.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's cool.
Well, we talked a little bit about Closer to Fine and also Galileo as a kind of an iconic Indigo Girls song. So you're a little bit of Galileo.